We give a long time to Brother Bo.
Thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity so I can meet with the brothers and sisters in Newark again.
碰见弟兄姊妹，大家看到都说好快，又过了一年了。
When I see brothers and sisters, everyone say that 1 year goes by so quickly.
我们盼望呢，主来的日子更快。
We really hope that Lord's coming back even quicker.
We
know that today as we meet together
on earth,
together we seek Him and wait upon the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, this is an important thing.
We are
all for His coming back.
所以愿主在这几天呢, 用他自己吸引我们,
so pray that the Lord Himself draws us.
用他的话语来建立我们,
and build us up through His word.
好叫呢, 当主回来的时候, 我们有一个预备好的光景来迎接他。
So we can prepare His coming with our readiness.
我想首先呢, 我们还是先来读几处的经文。
So let us start to read a few places of scriptures.
这一次主给我的负担, 是要交通关乎新生命。
The burden the Lord has given me this time is to share upon the new life.
我过去的三年加上今年的第四次, 我都是和弟兄姊妹交通到关乎生命这件事情。
For the past 3 years, and this year is the fourth time that I share about life with brothers and sisters.
我们首先来读约翰福音第三章第十六节。
Let's first begin with Gospel Book of John, Chapter 3, Verse 16.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的, 不至灭亡, 反得永生。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音第十章第十节的后一半。
John chapter 10 and the second part of verse 10.
我来了是要叫羊得生命, 并且得得更丰盛。
I come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
约翰一书第五章第十一、第十二节。
First John chapter 5 verse 11 and 12.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。And
this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life.
罗马书第六章第二十三节后一半。
Book of Romans, chapter 6, the second part, verse 23.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。But
the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
好，我们今天晚上读经暂时读这么多。So
we will read a place of scripture for now.
这一次我们有四堂的聚会。This
time we have four sessions of gathering.
我们要一同来思想
Together we'll meditate upon the life that we receive from Lord Jesus, which we call the new life.
今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通呢，第一堂就是生命是一切。The
first session tonight, I would like to share with you about that life is all.
明天下午第二堂呢，我。 若是主许可，要和弟兄姊妹交通到，在这新生命里面的经历和表现。
Tomorrow afternoon, the second session, if Lord's willing, I would like to share with you the manifestation and the experience in this life.
第三堂明天晚上呢，我们要交通到新生命与新生活，如何活出新生命。
Tomorrow night, the third session, I would like to share about new life. 生命，新生。
如何活出这个新生命 ？How to live out this new life？ 或者这样讲哈 ，the new life and the new living 。那么第四堂主日早晨，若是主许可，我们交通到新生命长进中的障碍和长进的途径。
And the fourth session on Sunday morning that we would like to share about the hindrance of this new life.For the growth of this new life and also the way for its growth.
我们知道呢，神给人最大的祝福，就是在他把他的儿子作为生命赐给相信他的人。
We know that the biggest blessing that God has given to people is that He has given His Son as life to those who believe in Him.
我们传福音，我们告诉朋友们说，信耶稣，相信神。是关乎得生命，而不是参加一个宗教或教会的活动。
So when we preach gospel, we tell people that when you believe in Jesus, believe in God, it's not about joining a religious activity, but it's about life.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们每一个信耶稣基督的人呢，从一开始啊，一直到我们见主的面，我们都要非常清楚，而且要持定的一件事情。
This is something we shall be really clear and hold fast to from the day we believe the Lord until we see the Lord.
若是我们呢，没有因着信耶稣而得生命。
If we do not receive life through believing Jesus Christ.
我们可以很热忱，我们可以非常努力，把圣经都背过了，那不过是个宗教而已。
We may be so zealous or using our own effort.Or even memorize the whole Bible, but that's only a religion.
我们仍然没有得着神给我们任何的祝福。
We still cannot receive any of the blessing from God.
我们可以有很好的行为，守非常好的庄严的宗教的仪式。
We might have such good deeds or keep the law strictly.
但是我们却从来没有尝过神的同在和他的宝贵。
But we would never experience Lord's presence and His preciousness.
信耶稣，相信神，是关乎得生命的事情。
To believe in Jesus and believe in God, it has to do about receiving life.
我们称这个生命，就是因信耶稣而得着的那个永生，我们叫它做新生命。
So this eternal life through believing Jesus, which we call new life.
这跟我们从父母亲那里得着人的肉身的生命是不同的。
And that's very different from the fleshly life we receive from our parents.
我们知道地上的生物，包含人在内，我们都有生命。
We know that all the creatures on earth, including human beings, we all have life.
但是人受造的生命呢？我们只能借着这生命传递生命而已。
But for us, the created being, this life, we can only pass on this life through life.
我们却没有办法把自己的生命给别人。
But we cannot give our lives to others.
我相信我们做父母亲的弟兄姊妹可能都有一点这种经验。
I think that as a parent should have such experience.
特别从远东来的学理工科的这个父母亲。
Especially those from Asia that study such as
我们孩子长大的过程中，我们要教他数学。
So as children grow, we teach them math.
你知道，在美国孩子学数学的思维方式跟我们在东方是不一样的。
You know those students in U.S. their way of thought is very different from those Asian students.
我自己有过这个经验，我出去探望的时候，我也听见弟兄们家里也有这种经验。
I have such experience, so do I hear from brothers and sisters also.
有一次我去看望一对弟兄姊妹，这姊妹出来接待我们。
When I visit a couple brothers and sisters, and the sister came to host us.
她说对不起，我的弟兄在里面教我儿子数学。
She said that I apologize, my husband is teaching my son math.
我们在客厅坐，听到后面声音很大，你怎么这么笨呢？
As we are
我讲了三遍了，你还不懂。
as we are sitting in the living room, I heard that father says that how come you are so dumb? I've taught you for 3 times, you still don't understand.
因为呢, 儿子虽然有人的生命,
because even though son has the life from human, of,
那个生命,或是父母亲传递给他的, 那是他自己从父母亲得着, 有各个的生命。
But that's the life from the parents.
但是, 爸爸生命里面所有一切的能力, 在儿子的里面呢, 没有办法copy的。
But all the power of the father's life cannot be copied to the son.
我以前教我儿子，我说巴不得爸爸进到你里面去帮你做这个数学，你就很简单了，对不对？
So when I was teaching my son before, I was really hoping that I was in my son and doing the math for him.
你知道人做不到的，神在他儿子的耶稣基督的里面，把生命分赐给我们。
What man cannot do, that God through His Son Jesus Christ passed His life to us.
这个叫做 impart His life to us. 啊，我们是 pass down， 但是他是 impart， 他把他自己的生命放到你我里面做你的生命。
So that's God impart His life to us. For comparing to us, just pass down the life.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经验呢？
Sisters,
这是非常奇妙的经验。
Don't you have such amazing experience?
我本来没有智慧的，但是我依靠这个生命，哎，我做事我就发现，好像另外一个人在使用我。At
first I was without wisdom, but then when I have this life, when I do the work, I feel it's someone else who's using me. However, that's still myself.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给人没有比这个更大、更好的祝福。Brothers,
sisters, there's no such greater blessing than this.
我盼望弟兄姊妹啊，我们回去好好的思想。
So I hope that as you go home, then really meditate upon it.
我们也回到主的面前，好好的数算主在我们里面的祝福。
And we also return to the Lord to really number the blessing He has given us.
我们要伏到主的面前来说，主啊，我感谢你。
We shall really prostrate before the Lord and say, we thank you.
你那里得着了你自己做我的生命。
We have received yourself as my life.
使徒保罗说，在我里面呢，现在有了一个宝贝了。
No wonder that Paul said that now there's a treasure in me.
我原来从父母亲得着这个肉身的生命，不过是一个瓦器而已。
Originally, the life that I received from my parents is just a vessel.
现在在我里面有一个宝贝了。
Now in me there's a treasure.
这个生命曾经在 道成肉身的耶稣基督身上完全的彰显出来。This
life has been fully manifested on the Lord Jesus Christ who was Word become flesh.
当他行走在地上的时候，When
he walked on earth,
人觉得何等的奇妙。People
felt so amazing.
从外面看，他不过是一个很平凡的人。Outwardly,
he was just an ordinary man.
他从拿撒勒来，是一个乡下地方的木匠。
And he was a carpenter from Nazareth, which was somewhere in the country.
人跟他谈谈话, 觉得里面, 觉得何等的平安, 何等的滋润, 何等的舒畅。
But when people talked to him, they felt so peaceful, so nourished, and so peace.
当他和众人讲话的时候,
when he talked to everyone,
当他讲完了, 他们说, 他怎么说话呢? 带着权柄, 叫我里面扎心。
And they say that when he talks, his words are full of authority and pierce my heart.
他不像我们的那些文士,
unlike our scribes,
不像那些律法师,
or the teachers of law,
他们引经据典的, 但是呢, 我们听了都打瞌睡。
They really fix the points on letters, but we all fall asleep.
为什么他讲话呢? 就摸到我里面的需要, 就是我的感觉, 就满足了我的那个亏欠。
But why is it when the Lord talks that He feels my need in my heart and also feels the, what I'm lacking?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你去读四福音书的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters, when you read the four Gospels,
你就看见主耶稣活出那个生命，何等的奇妙！
Then you see how amazing our Lord left out the life.
他能够像一个人都不愿意跟他谈话的一个妇人，去跟他说，请你给我水喝。
He was willing to talk to the woman that everyone did not want to talk to her.
好像他需要人的帮助。
As if he needs someone's help.
结果这个妇人那一天得着了极大的改变和释放。
But actually that woman that day received a great change and set free.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那是何等样的生命啊！
Dear brothers and sisters, what kind of life that is?
神的儿子把这个生命在地上用33年多一点的时间把它表现出来。
through God's Son on earth for 33 years, he has fully manifested his life.
所以等到他的门徒, 使徒约翰晚年的时候, 写约翰福音,
so when his disciples, Apostle John, at his older age, when he wrote the Gospel of John,
他说我们注视他的荣光,
he said, as we fix upon his glory,
正是父怀中独生子的荣光,
that's the glory of the Son in Father's bosom.
我想他回想到他跟随主那三年多一点点的时间, 他对主的认识, 越过越觉得奇妙。
As he really meditated upon how much he knew about the Lord during those three and a little bit over 3 years,
以至于他做一个见证, 他说从来没有人见过神,
to the point that he testified that nobody has seen God.
很多人谈论神, 但是从来没有人见过神,
there were many who talk about God but none has seen him.
唯有父怀中的独生子, 就将神表明出来,
only the Son in Father's bosom has manifested Father.
他就借着他在人生中的行走吃饭跟我平常人一样完全是人但是他却把神表现出来了。
Our Lord Jesus, he was fully just like a man, just like an ordinary man, but he fully manifests God.
所以当约翰写约翰福音的时候, 他得着了一个启示,一个领会。
So when John wrote the Gospel of John, he received a revelation.
他说生命在他的里面。
He said, life is in him.
他的指的这个生命就不是我们从父母亲那里被传递来的人的生命。
And this life is not being passed down from the parents.
那个生命乃是神的生命。
And that life is the life of God.
在耶稣基督的里面, 完全的, 啊, 表现出来。
It's been fully manifested in Jesus Christ.
而且他自己就是那个生命。
And himself is the life.
弟兄姊妹们, 现在, 主耶稣成全的救赎，他可以把这生命分赐给每一个相信的人。And
as our Lord Jesus has accomplished salvation, the redemption, so He's able to impart this life to everyone who believes in Him.
每一个真正重生得救的弟兄姊妹。For
each one brother sister who has truly reborn.
弟兄姊妹，你经历了以后，你会发现这真是奇妙。
And after experience, you feel it's so amazing.
我们的神何等的爱我们。
How much our God loves us.
这个生命的是神在基督里面白白的赐给每一个相信人的礼物。
And this is the free gift which our God has given to each one who believes on Him.
所以罗马书第六章保罗讲到救恩的时候，他说：“唯有神的礼物在我们主耶稣基督里。”
So in chapter 6 of book of Romans, when Paul said that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们讲到这个新生命的时候,
brothers, sisters, as we talk about this new life today,
它不仅仅是一个感觉,
it's not only just a feeling,
不仅仅是一个能力,
not only a power,
不仅仅是一点点的经历,
not just some experience.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们, 这个生命呢, 是一位, 就是我们的主耶稣自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, this life is a person. That's our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
不仅生命在道成肉身的耶稣基督的里面,
not only that life is in Jesus Christ whose word become flesh.
今天他得着了荣耀, 坐在父神宝座的右边。
Today he has received the glory and sitting on the right hand side of the Father.
他能够借着圣灵把他自己赐给每一个相信的人。
And through the Holy Spirit, He can give to each one who believes on Him.
所以约翰在约翰一书里面做见证说，人若有了神的儿子，就有了这个生命。So
that John testified in 1 John say that if one has the Son of God, then they have this life.
弟兄姊妹，换句话说，你我里面，这个新生命就是神的儿子，就是主耶稣。So
we can put it this way that the life, this new life in each one of us is Lord Jesus.
难怪我们 蒙恩得救的时候，人带我们做决志祷告。
So no wonder that when we believe the Lord, that people lead us in prayers.
我们一方面跟主说，承认说主啊，我需要你，我是个罪人。
On the one hand, we confess to the Lord that we need you, we are a sinner.
另外一面，我们跟主说，主啊，我现在打开我的心门，接受你进来做我的救主，住在我里面。
On the other hand, we tell the Lord that now I opened up my heart to receive you into me, that you can dwell in me.
我们有了这样的经历，我们就能够唱那个诗歌。
When we have such experience, then we can sing the hymn.
他说，在我生命中有何等奇妙的大改变。
So there is such a great change in my life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是人把道理规条告给你，要你去守，你就改变。
Brothers and sisters, it's not that you can change this life through keeping the doctrine.
乃是耶稣基督来做我的生命。
But Jesus Christ become my life to be my life.
我以前学物理。
I used to learn physics.
学物理有时候很痛苦的。
And actually, it's very tough to learn. I could not really understand.
啊，那时候想，如果爱因斯坦的头脑变成我的头脑就好了。
I was thinking that it would be so great if Einstein's mind is in me,
对不对？
Because man cannot do it. It's not possible.
好，我只能学爱因斯坦，但是他不可能变成我的生命。
I can only learn about Einstein, but he cannot become a life.
基督在我里面的时候，这变成可能了。
But it will become possible when Christ is in me.
所以以前你不能脱落的东西，现在这个生命里面，它就自然就脱落了。
So that whatever you could not be set free from before, but in this life you can be set free.
这是何等奇妙！刚才我们领诗歌弟兄，他就做一点他自己的见证。
This is so amazing. Just like our brother who led him testify about himself.
不是有人告诉他说，你信了主，不能再听这些歌了。
It was not that someone told him that after you believe the Lord, you could not listen to those pop songs anymore.
乃是当他的生命在里面长大，他尊重他的时候，你看弟兄就很自然的就过去了。
But when the life grows in him and he respects this life, then everything can be set free.
所以曾经在耶稣基督里面显出来那个生命。
So as this life has been manifested in Jesus Christ,
今天要显在每一个相信人的生活里面。
Today it will be manifested in each one's life who believe on him.
这个生命呢，是神在人身上工作的起点。
This is the beginning of the work that God starts to work on man.
也是神在我们一生工作的凭借。
And that's also the凭借是。
Through this life, he works in us.
Through this life, he works in us.
如果不借着这个生命。
If not through this life,
你我身上就显不出神的工作了。
Then there is no work of God can be manifested on us.
因此我们就要用人工的方法做很多像基督却不是基督的东西。
Then we will use man's own effort to do many work that may look like Christ, but it's really not.
我盼望弟兄姊妹好好的去思想。
I hope brothers and sisters can really meditate upon this.
这个生命是神在人身上工作的起点。
This life is the beginning of God's work upon man.
也是我们一生跟随主，神在我们身上工作的凭借。
And through this, we can have God's work on us.
更是神在我们身上工作他的目的。
And it's the purpose of His work on us.
你知道，神要我们最后呢，都被磨成像他儿子耶稣基督一样。
God would like us to be conformed to be like His Son Jesus Christ.
不是我们外貌像基督了。
Not that we look like Him.
弟兄姊妹，乃是在生命性情里面，神的儿子怎样，每一个属他的人也怎样。
But it's to be like God's Son Jesus Christ in life and character.
所以今天晚上我们要和弟兄姊妹交通的，生命是一切。
So tonight I would like to share with brothers and sisters that life is all.
我要从两方面来和弟兄姊妹讲到生命是一切。
I would like to share with brothers and sisters from two aspects about life
is all. 第一面
呢，
我们要看见生命在个人身上，我们一切的生活表现都要在生命这个原则中。
We should see that as life in each individual, all of our living and manifestation should be based upon this life.
如果时间许可，我们第二方面要讲到，在教会，就是神永远的旨意和目的里面呢，生命也是一切。
And if time allows, we would like to share the second aspect is that in church, in God's purpose, that life is all, also all.
我用两个图表来和弟兄姊妹做一个说明，先是第一个，在个人身上，这生命是一切。
I would like to use two diagrams to explain. The first of all is individually that life is all.
我们请弟兄把它打在屏幕上。本来我是这一个，这好像很多云彩，中间是生命。
In the center, life.
就是我们信主耶稣基督以后，我们。有主住在我们里面那个生命。
It's the life that after we believe in Lord Jesus that lives in us.
它在中心。
He is the center.
那么周围呢, 与我们生活, 一生中间, 所有的事情,
And around it, there are all the things that has to do with Lord Jesus during our life.
好，我想我在这里说明一下，我们看见啊，每一个都是从生命出来，有一个箭头达到外面这个事情。
So you see all the errors coming from life to reach the things outward.
这告诉我们说，在神的眼中看，算得了数的，必须是从基督这个生命从我们里面发出来。
So that means that in God's eyes, whatever can be counted, that has to come out from the life of Jesus. If we turn it around,
我们把它先讲了，你信耶稣了，要这样生活，这样行事，这样为人，那么你就信耶稣了。那个不是生命。If it's
the other way around, we say that. First, you have to do this, and that. Then you can believe in Jesus. You cannot receive the life.
借着外面周围的表现，我们努力去做，弟兄姊妹，那个叫做宗教。
If we try to use our own effort to achieve those things, that is religion.
所以有人讲了，在撒旦的权势底下，有一个宗教事务局，底下有一个基督教部门，就是这样做的。
So some people say that under Satan's government, there's a religious department.
啊，我们大家要努力，我们要拼命。
So everyone needs to be zealous and also try their best.
弟兄姊妹，那些是空的，里面没有生命，还是人。Those
are all in vain. There's no life.
唯有当我们摸着了基督，我们顺服住在里面的基督，照着这生命的感觉行事，弟兄姊妹，那在神的面前是有价值的。Only
when we touch Christ and we live through this Christ through our feelings inside, then there's the value in God's eyes.
我盼望这个大家去思想，能够解开我们个人生命中经历上一些的困惑。I
hope that as you meditate upon this, this can resolve the difficulty during your life.
解开一些的难处。And
resolve all the difficulties.
你知道，我们神的儿女们有时候我们心是对的。
Sometimes God's children, our hearts are right.
好，我们的努力也很热忱的。And
also we do our best.
我们也咬紧牙根忍耐。When
we try to endure our best.
但是却显不出生命的结果来。But
cannot have the fruit of life.
常常可能就是我们呢，在这个次序上面弄反了。It
may be that we do not have the correct order.
我们没有摸到，没有顺服里面这个宝贝，它带着一切丰盛的祝福和能力。
We have not yet touched and obeyed the treasure in us, which will touch all the riches and power.
直到有一天我们醒过来了，我们回到主的面前，哎，结果这个经历解开了，问题过去了。Until
one day we wake up, we turn back to the Lord, then this issue has been resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹，我先把这个图表啊，这个和大家解释一下。So
first, I would like to explain about this diagram.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后。
After we are saved by grace,
好，我们叫做我们重生了。That
we are being reborn.
好，我们重生了以后呢，从这借着顺服这个生命，依靠这个生命。So
after being born again, that through this life by depending on this life.
第一个产生出来的就是我们看见，我们就有所谓的基督徒的生活和基督徒的行事为人。First,
the result is the Christian living and the Christian walk and deeds.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这不是人的教导，不是一些规条给我们。This
is not any teaching or doctrine for man.
我认识一个弟兄啊，我认识他的时候，向他传福音，好多年他都不信主。I
know there's a brother. After I tried so hard to preach gospel to him for many years, he did not believe.
后来他有一个同学啊，对他有负担，就为他祷告了大概半年多。
Later, he has a classmate who has burden for him and pray for more than half a year for him. Finally, invite him to attend a gospel camp.
在那福音营里面，主的爱摸着了他。And
Lord's love had touched him at that time.
最后他说，我还不是要决志信主，我只是承认我受了感动，他就把手举起来。At
the end, he still said that I have not yet believed him, but I'm being touched. Therefore, I raise my hand.
没想到他把手一举啊，主的爱啊，大大的浇灌他。But
he did not imagine that as soon as he raised his hand, Lord's love greatly poured down upon him.
他是一个学物理的人。He's
someone study about physics.
特别做实验物理都是晚上到实验室去，所以习惯了很晚睡。
Especially he goes to lab very late at night, therefore he sleeps very late.
他信主的头一个礼拜,
In the first week he believed the Lord.
他礼拜五就来聚会了,
he came to a meeting on Friday night.
来聚会他做见证, Friday. 他说奇怪了,
and he testified saying that it's so strange that
他说我每天早上六点钟醒了，我就非常的清醒。
Every morning, 6 o'clock sharp, I'm fully awake.
一醒过来呢, 主的爱在里面呢, 就叫我整个人觉得非常的滋润和温暖。
And as soon as I wake up, Lord's love is really warms me up.
我就很自然的从床上滚下来，就跪在床边祷告，跟主交通。
And very naturally, I just kneel down next to my bed and have fellowship with the Lord. My life has changed.
没有人教他,
Nobody taught him.
当然我们需要被教导的,
Nobody taught him that he has to wake up for morning devotion, even though we need to be
teached.
But when he obeyed his life, his life changed. That's the Christian living.
今天很多时候我们在，如果我们父母亲是基督徒。
So usually that if our parents are Christians,
我知道很多父母亲爱儿女啊，就教导孩子啊，要怎么样过一个规规矩矩的基督徒生活。
As the parents love their children, so they teach their children how to have a Christian life, Christian living.
我们是为了这个教导感谢赞美主。
We do really thank and praise the Lord for this teaching.
但是可能孩子听话，他守住了这规矩。 但是它里面没有生命。
It may be the children obey, they do keep such law, such a regulation.
等到他长大了，经过环境了，主还要重新在他里面做工。
But there's no life in him, so therefore, when he grows up, that the Lord still needs to do the work again in him.
一离开家了，他就失去信仰。
So there are many that as soon as the children left home, they lost their faith.
弟兄姊妹，我小时候就是这样。
That was what happened to me when I was young.
但是我感谢主啊，
But I thank the Lord.
用他自己的生命摸到了我这里。
He has mercy on me and his life has touched me.
我妈妈讲的是真的。 And
I feel that what my mom told me was true.
她所祷告的是活神。
Whom she prayed to is a living God.
今天这位主是我的主了。
And now this Lord is my Lord now.
以前我讲的是我妈妈的耶稣， 现在我讲的是我自己的耶稣了。
It used to be I talk about the Jesus whom my mom has. Now he is my Jesus.
这个非常的重要， 这是我们的起点。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important. This is our beginning.
所以我要奉劝我们做父母亲的。
So I do encourage the parents.
不仅要教你的孩子守基督的规矩， 外面守。
Not only you need to teach your children to keep the rules being a Christian,
恳切地为孩子祷告, 让他们得生命,
but we should earnestly pray for the children to receive life,
真正的重生得救,
truly born again.
真正重生得救, 你要教导孩子就容易了。
So when they are truly born again, then it's very easy to teach children.
如果在服事中啊, 有一些父母亲, 他们的儿女受尽了, 他们很受感动。
As I serve during my ministry, that when the children got baptized, their parents are so touched.
祷告最迫切的就是那个爸爸。
During the baptism meeting,
我还记得有一次，一个小男孩要受浸，他爸爸平时都不太来聚会的，那一天第一个到会所。
I still remember that when a little boy was getting baptized and his father really did not come to meeting. But he came to meeting that day and as soon as he could pray, he prayed. He prayed that he would like his son not just have the motion outside but truly receive life.
有好多父母亲在他儿女受浸完了一个礼拜来做见证。 我的孩子这个礼拜在家里完全变了。
Many parents testify after 1 week of their children getting baptized, they say their children have completely changed during this 1 week.
没有顶过一次嘴。They
were not arguing even at once.
没有一次要我们告诉他说你现在该做这个。There
was not once that we had to tell him what to do.
他怎么变得那么的柔软。He
becomes so soft.
这么的甜美。So
sweet.
弟兄姊妹, 那是什么呢? 那是生命出来了。
Brothers and sisters, that is life comes out.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们天天活在那个里面, 我们长进何等的快啊。
Brothers and sisters, how much we can grow if we live in this life daily?
撒旦呢, 就是要把这个活全的, 赶快就把它填死, 用别的东西, 小朋友打电话来, Hey, come on, let's hang out, 我们再出去玩一玩。
Satan, how much he would like to fill this thing up, fill this spring up with other things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真蒙恩得救，尝过这个生命滋味。 我们第一要保守的，要顺服的，就是在里面的生命的感觉。
So as we are being saved by grace, as we have tasted this life, the first thing we must need to keep is to obey the feeling of this life inside.
我们的行事为人是从这个生命出来的，那就算得了数。
If our walk and deeds comes out from this life, then that can be counted.
弟兄姊妹，在地上有一种职业很特别的。
There's a very special career on earth.
我们知道今天呢，很多行业都需要有 license.
We know that many
jobs,
many jobs that we need license.
有些人呢，你有多少年的执照的这个，就算是你的经历了。
So for those who have the number of years of having this license become your experience.
那也变成你的这个 credential 啊，变成你的这个你的资格了。但是啊，这种行业，你就是拿了二十年，你可能一点资格都没有。
So those license can become your credential, but for this special kind of career job, that even if you have it, the license for 20 years, you still don't have it.
这什么行业呢？
So what kind of job is
it?
That is the pilot.
飞行员他的资格是什么呢？你离地飞到天上去就开始算你的资格，你一下地就没有了。
So why is their credential is that as soon as they have the flight into the air, then that's their credential.
所以有的人考上执照了，二十年只飞了两个钟头。
So for some of them, even they have the license for 20 years.
你敢不敢坐他的飞机啊？
But they were only in the air for 2 hours. Do you dare to be in his flight? I don't.
我有一次坐飞机啊，哇，这个飞机下降的时候是跳着降下来的。
Once I was in a flight.
结果这个空中小姐说：“我们鼓掌啊，因为今天机长是第一次做机长，是一个 lady pilot。
” Once I was in a flight, then the landing was very shaky. So, actually, the pilot was her first time to be a pilot.
我们说还好，我们平安下来了。
Thank the Lord that we land safely.
为什么他虽然考上执照很久，但是他真正飞的经验没有多少。
Even though she has been having license for such a long time, but she really did not have the experience of flying.
这我用来做比方，我们基督徒信主可能二十年，但是你摸到生命感觉，可能一生只有两次。
So this is an example that for
第一次得救的时候。
For some Christian that who has been Christians for 20 years, but there are only 2 times you touch the feeling of life. First time is when you just got saved.
如果这样的人去带另外一个人信主，
if for such,
你说这样带来的会怎么样呢？
If for such person,
就好像做那个只飞了两个小时他就做机长了，几百人就坐着他的飞机下降了，那很危险的。
For such person to lead another person believe the Lord, that's really dangerous.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识这个生命。
Brothers, sisters, we should be precious and to know this life.
我讲的是我自己。
I talk about myself.
我信主很多年。
I believe the Lord so many years.
开始注意生命是很久以后的事情。有十几年呢，就活在个人的这个观念的里面，活在外面的活动的里面。
It was not much later I started to pay attention to the life. And for the first about 10 years or so, I only live outwardly and in myself.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是活在这个生命的带领的底下，你就开始认识主。
Brothers, sisters, if we live in the guidance of this life, then you start to know the Lord.
第二个点我们讲到，我们基督徒得救了，你就开始与主有交通。
And the second point is that after we believe the Lord, we start to have fellowship with Him.
这个交通啊，就是有来有往的。
And there is the two-way communication about fellowship.
我们是来到主的面前。
We come before the Lord.
比如说，我们讲祷告是一个交通的机会，对不对
？So to pray is an opportunity to fellowship.
如果你在祷告中真的遇见了主。
If through prayer you truly have met the Lord.
祷告完了以后是非常的舒畅。
Then after praying you feel so good.
但是我要请问弟兄姊妹，
But let me ask
你有没有时候碰到有重大事情，你去祷告求了，求完以后心里面还是七上八下的？
Have you
有没有这个经验？
Ever got experience that when you face a very difficult issue after prayers you still don't feel peaceful?
我承认我很多这个经验。
I confess that I have many of
those experience.
Because I don't know if he has.
我也不知道我有没有借着信心把它交托给主，我都没有，我还是抓在自己手上。
I feel that I haven't really committed this to him through faith.
你说主的感觉是不是这样？
So I still go to ask people, what can I do?
就告诉我们说，我们没有真的 与主有交通。
So that shows that we really have not sorrow fellowship with the Lord.
为什么没有交通呢?
Why there's no fellowship?
我们做的祷告外面的样子都对，心也诚，话也对。
Everything we do outwardly when we pray is all right.
但在生命中没有碰见主。
But we haven't met the Lord in life.
所以交通是生命的事情。
So to fellowship has to do with life.
你今天碰到一只蚂蚁，你跟蚂蚁说了，来，我跟你讲讲话。
If you talk to an ant today,
蚂蚁听不懂，对不对？
Ant cannot understand.
如果有一只蚂蚁，它想跟人说说话，它大声喊，你听得见，但是你也听不懂。
Even if an ant would like to talk to you, but you still cannot understand.
这是一个比方。
That's an example.
我们人想要跟神说话。
For us, we would like to talk to God.
原来是有罪的阻隔的。
There was a hindrance of sin.
耶稣基督借着他十字架上的救赎。
Lord Jesus Christ, through the salvation on the cross, He has removed the hindrance of sin. But there's another obstacle that's life. We are the created being, and He's the creator. That's the greater, even greater difference between the life of an and human being.
但是感谢主, 今天神把他儿子的生命赐在我们。
But thank the Lord today that God has given the life of His Son in us.
你在这个生命里面，你就摸到了主神的同在。
And in this life, you have touched God's presence.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经历呢？
Have you ever had such experience?
我一想到我在祷告生活中得着祝福，我就常常跟主说：“主啊，我感谢你。”
Whenever I think that I've been blessed through my prayer life, that I really thank the Lord.
你太爱我。
You love us so much.
我们今天真的是可以天天的与主面对面，时刻的与主面对面。
Today, daily, moment by moment, we can really meet the Lord face by face.
你知道，在旧约时代，没有几个人达到这个光景的。
There was very few people who reached this condition in Old Testament.
亚伯拉罕神为他做见证，他是神的朋友，他达到了。
God testified for Abraham that he was a friend of God. He has reached it.
他经过多少主的训练？
But he went through so many trainings from the Lord.
摩西啊, 跟主交通好像面对面如同人间的朋友。
And Moses fellowship with the Lord just like friends.
但是今天每一个信耶稣基督的人, 我们在他学底下, 我们就进到至圣所。
But each one of us believes the Lord today under His precious blood that we can enter into the holiest of holies.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, what a grace this is.
这是何等的权柄。
What authority privilege this is.
我们来到主面前的时候，主就在我们的里面。As
we come before the Lord, He is in us.
主就在我们的中间。He's
in the midst of us.
主的同在何等的真实。How
real is Lord's presence?
有一次我在一个聚会里面讲到这个点。Once
when I share about this in a gathering.
有一个福音朋友，一个姊妹的父亲，聚完会就跟我讲，他说你今天讲的，我今天就遇见了。
There's a gospel friend, a father of a sister. He told me that what you have shared today, I have experienced. He believed the Lord. He said, I would like to get baptized.
当然你讲的是我感觉主在这个整个房子，主就在这里。
When you were sharing just now, I felt the Lord fills this place.
你我什么都不要做。
How amazing this is, brother, sister. We don't even need to do a thing.
这是白白的恩典，在耶稣基督里面，神把永生赐给你我。
This is the free grace that through Jesus Christ, God gave this life to us, this eternal life to us, so we can meet Him.
在生命里面，我们能够与主交通。
In life, we can fellowship with the Lord.
不一定用言语的。
Not necessarily through our words.
你只要安静在他，俯伏在他的脚前。
We just need to be quiet and prostrate before His feet.
那是何等甜美的时刻。
What a really sweet moment.
弟兄姊妹们，有的人在这样的安静中定得医治了。
Brothers and sisters, some people, their illness are being healed in such quietness.
我自己有一段日子，每天早上起来，我就安静的在主面前，整个人呢，真的像有的弟兄们讲，好像喝了一杯属灵的香槟酒一样，那么的舒畅，那么的喜乐。
There was a time in my life that every morning when I woke up, I quiet before the Lord, and I felt so good, just like drinking the spiritual champagne.
但是什么时候我们感觉主啊，我还这个功课还没做，好，我现在来归到你面前祷告了，一祷告就睡着了。
But
whenever, 要不然祷告就忘记刚才我求了什么。
But whenever I felt that,
你有没有这种经验？我都有过。
Whenever we felt that, oh Lord, I haven't finished this lesson, so I come before you, but then I fall asleep.
不是一个规条,
it's not about a rule.
而是在生命里面与主相交,
but to fellowship with the Lord in life.
然后接下来你看, 今天很多人也讲, 我们信主啊, 要过圣洁的生活。
And next is that many people say that after we believe the Lord, we need to have a holiness in life and also the righteousness in deed. It's not that we keep the rules from outside, but we follow the leading of Lord's life in us.
讨神的喜悦,
then very naturally you can please the Lord from those points.
好多年以前我们在一个地方服侍, 有一个教数学的大学教授信主。
There were many years ago that there was a math professor believed the Lord.
他信主后做一个见证, 他说你们听听啊, 看看我这个是不是真正得救的一个见证。
And as he testified, he would like brothers and sisters to listen whether he truly was saved.
他到一个这个像现在的 Home Depot 这个建材行去买一个整自己院子的材料。
He went to a place like Home Depot to buy something for his garden.
他去买的时候看了一堆货在那里，就有一个mark的价钱低很多，其他都是同一个价钱，一样的货他比了。
Among many of the products there, he saw that one of, although they were the same product, but one of them has the lowest price.
人很自然呢，就把这个便宜的拿了，都没有坏嘛，完全好的，啊，他就拿去 check out.
So very naturally, he took the lowest price one for check out.
他付账的是心有点砰砰跳，怕那个店员查出来价钱是那个价钱，你这个怎么这么低呀？
When he was paying, actually his heart was pumping hard that he was afraid the clerk found out this was actually cheaper than other same products. And the clerk did not say anything and he just paid.
他推着车到停车场要放到车上的时候，走到一半嘛，他想，他里面有一个声音说，你要回去问一问。
So as he was pushing the car out of the garage, halfway through, there was a voice in him saying that you should go back to ask.
他刚刚付完账啊，出那个店门的时候，他高兴的不得了，我今天买到便宜货了。At
the moment after he paid, he felt so happy that I bought something really cheap.
走走走走，里面有声音跟他讲，你回去问一问。But
later on, as he walked, there was a voice tell him to go back to ask.
这里面就是挣扎。So
there were all the struggles.
那么他。 顺服第二感觉，他就回去。
And he obeyed the second feeling. He turned back.
他就去找那个 manager.
He went to ask the manager.
他说，请你查一查这个标价应该是什么。
He asked that please check how much exactly the price should be.
那个 manager 一查是另外那个价钱。
Then the manager found out it's actually the other price.
他就跟他说，那我是付了这个价钱。
And he told the manager I paid this price.
他说你付这个价钱错在我们，不是在你。
Then the manager told him that for this price you pay was actually our mistake. Therefore, you can go home peacefully. Then now he went back with peace and joy. And this is called holiness. That's called the righteousness of life. You obey Christ. And what you live out is normal.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是外面给人一个。
We are not giving some kind of doctrine.
每一个人有过这个经历，我们就能跟人做见证说：“你问我怎么知道主耶稣活着？你怎么回答呢？因为他活在我心里面。” So
for each one of us who has experience, when actually we can testify, how do we know Lord Jesus lives? And we can answer that He lives in us.
他是我的生命。
He is our life.
所以我就活在他的带领里面，走在他的亮光中。 我就喜乐，我就滋润。
So I live in His guidance and walk in His light that I have joy and nourishment.
我们在讲到生命带来真正的认识。
And we talk about life brings out the true knowing.
我们知道今天呢，大家要好好的读圣经啊，我们生命才会长进。
We know that today we need to read the Bible thoroughly and then our life can grow.
光是得着外面的头脑对圣经的领会, 那还不是真的认识, 那是客观的知识。
But it's really just an objective knowing, knowledge, if we just understand the words from outside.
我们需要在生命里面的去经历并且认识主的话在讲什么。
We need that to really experience and to know what God's words is about through life.
我要用保罗的经历来做一个说明。
I would like to use Paul's experience to explain.
在哥林多前书第一章的里面。
In 1 Corinthians.
不是第一章，第七章里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们知道在那里的保罗是回答弟兄姊妹们关于基督徒家庭和婚姻的问题。
Paul answered regarding the family and marriage about questions.
到了第七章第二十五节那里啊，弟兄姊妹们问到关于守童身的问题。
In chapter 7, verse 25, brothers and sisters ask about virgins.
所以呢，保罗说啊，关于这个问题啊，我没有主的命令，就是说他虽然到主面前祷告，主没有说话。
Paul said that according to this issue, he has no commitment of the Lord. Even though he prayed before the Lord did not speak.
他说我只能把我的意见告诉你们。
So I can only give my own judgment.
他就开始讲了，从二十五节呢，一直讲到第七章快要结束。
So he started to talk from verse 25 till the end of chapter 7.
等他讲完的时候，他说呢，我想我刚才说话的时候已经被主的灵感动了，所以他的意见就是圣灵的意见。
So then at the very end, he said, I think also that I have the Spirit of God. So his comments is also the comments of the Spirit.
这个意见，这个认识是从生命里面学来的。
And this comment and this knowing learns from life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在神面前有永远价值的认识。
Brothers and sisters, that has eternal value before God.
而且这种的认识可以帮助别人解决他们的问题。
And this kind of knowing can help others to resolve their problems.
而且是照着神的旨意来解决问题。
And it's resolving the problems according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都很喜欢做 free consultant, 免费的这个参谋。
Brothers and sisters, today we all like to do the free, be the free consultant.
就喜欢别人问我几个问题，我来回答一下。We
would like others to ask me questions and I answer.
我们要留意啊，你这回答是不是从生命里面出来的？
And we need to pay attention whether those answers
还是你的道理、你的观念、你的规条。
Whether they are from life or your own teaching, your own rules.
我自己在这些点上失败很多啊。I
have failed in many times.
后来看见弟兄姊妹受苦，我到主面前去认罪。Then
when I see brothers and sisters suffering, then I really confess before the Lord.
我没有紧紧的跟随你，所以你看，我这个误导了别人。I
told the Lord because I did not follow you closely, therefore I mislead others.
保罗在生命上面紧紧的跟随主。
As Paul followed closely in life with Lord Jesus.
他也很诚实啊，他说这是我的意见。So
as he answered the questions, he was very honest. Those are my own opinions. It's okay you don't listen.
但是当他讲完了以后，他可以做见证说，我想我刚才说话的时候，神的灵感动了。
But after he spoke, he can testify that I think also that I have the Spirit of God.
这是每一个基督徒都可以过的生活。And
this is the kind of life that every Christian can live out.
好，我们求主啊，让我们能够好好的重视生命，而且紧紧的跟随主耶稣。We
do pray that the Lord helps us to really pay attention to life and closely follow the Lord Jesus.
然后再讲到我们今天人生的经历。And
then we talk about our life experience.
今天有很多我们人生发生的事情，外面人都看见。
There are many things that happen to our life today that other people see it and also walk through those.
但是真正这个发生的事情，那个经历的意义，还有它的价值，实际是什么？那是在生命里面。But
the exact meaning and value of those things that happen, that's in life.
我要再用保罗做一个例子。And
I would like to use Paul for another example.
在使徒行传呢，第 14章啊,
In Book of Acts, chapter 14,
我们知道保罗有一个很特别的经历。
Paul had a very special experience.
他到了路斯德。
He arrived
Lystra. 他被圣灵使用了，使一个这个 生来瘸腿的人健壮起来，可以行走。
And through the Holy Spirit, He's able to strengthen the one who's crippled from his birth.
所以那地的人一看呢，就说这个人呢就是神明化身的，这个神明下凡，他们就要用拜偶像的方式来拜保罗。
So people there saw that Paul was just like God, so that they wanted to worship Paul as idol.
啊，保罗是一个认识神的人，他就紧紧地拦住他们，说你们不可以这样做。
As Paul was someone who knows God, so he tried to stop them from doing so.
结果这些本来要捧他的人呢，被挑拨了，就用石头打他。
So those who were trying to worship him actually being provoked and they stoned him.
而且石头打到了，他们确信保罗已经断了气，把他的身体啊就拖到城外丢到旷野去。
And they stoned him to the point that they made sure he was out of breath and they dragged him to the outside.
啊，保罗这样子被丢在外面了，那些信了主的人就很伤心了，围着他的身体，可能他们在祷告，可能在哭泣。
So as Paul was being cast outside the city, and all those who believed the Lord were sad, and they surround his body. Maybe they were praying.
圣经记载呢，那一天神的灵进去，保罗就站起来，他就自己走进回到城里面去。
And the Bible recorded that the spirit of the Lord entered into Paul, and he walked and entered into the city.
当地啊，刚刚信主的人呢。一个很大的鼓舞和一个美好的见证。
There was such great encouragement and beautiful testimony for those who just believe the Lord.
我们知道呢，提摩太可能就是受这个影响，后来好好的爱主。
Maybe that Timothy was being influenced by this, and later he really loved the Lord.
这是他外面的经历。
And that was his experience outward.
但是真正他里面发生什么事，没有人知道。
But nobody knew what exactly happened inside him.
直到十四年以后呢，保罗讲这个经历。在哥林多后书第十二章。
Until after 14 years later, that Paul shared about this experience in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and he said, "I know someone."
我在身内认识，在身外认识，我不知道。
I don't know. I know him inward or outward.
他免得别人呢把他看得特殊了。
He did not mention himself. He did not want someone to see him as special.
他说：“我知道这个人或在身内或在身外，我也不能说。”但是他这个人被提到第三层天上面去了。
I cannot tell whether this person in body or out of body, but he's been received up to third heaven.
他曾经来到神的宝座前面。
He had came to the throne of God.
听见了人不能诉说的那个天使的言语。
And heard unspeakable words of angels.
从此呢，你知道这个经历是在生命里。
And you know this experience is in life.
这告诉我们说，我们外面肉身呢。都被人证明死掉了，断气了，但是他里面生命清清楚楚知道发生什么事情。
And our body actually for others saw us as dead, but his inward body knows where he went.
我们在教会生活里面呢，常常看见弟兄姊妹有这个遭遇那个遭遇，我们看不懂。
In our church life, usually we see different circumstances brother sister go through, which we can understand.
所以那些遭遇好像梦啊，他讲给你听，你也听不懂，不会解。
Those experiences might even like dreams, which you don't understand.
圣经里面有两个人会解梦，一个是约瑟，还有一个是但以理。
There are two people in the Bible who can explain about dreams, which is one is Joseph, the other one is Daniel.
会侍奉的人啊，就是他因为生命靠近主。他能够解开人生命里面的经历。
Those who can serve is because their lives are so close to the Lord, so they can explain the experience of people.
啊，这个就能服侍人了。
That is to minister man.
我们自己有的时候也是生命里面这个挣扎，有一个弟兄来看望我，一句话就把我带出来。
Sometimes when our life really struggle, but when a brother visit me, then he has brought me through.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，我们不要光看外表的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we don't just look at
外面的这些情况。
Not look at our things nor seek our condition.
我们要重视在里面主耶稣自己就是我们的生命。
We have to pay attention what's in us, that's Lord Jesus Himself.
我希望在九点半以前把这一个第一个图表能讲完。
I hope I can finish the first diagram soon.
基督徒还有我们要进入侍奉，我们有恩赐的问题。
And to enter to service, we have the issue about gifts. We know that gifts are from God.
It
has nothing to do with ourselves.
主的工作有需要的时候,
Whenever God has the need for His work, then He manifests the gift. And after the needs are being fulfilled, then it's just Himself. But after you receive the gift, how do you use the gift? It has to do with life.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, gifts are just like a tool.
或者好像一部车一样,
just like a car.
啊, 你不能把一部好车, 性能最好车交给一个小孩子开,
you cannot give the best car to a children.
是不是? 啊, 我们今天看见, 今天很多人恩赐很好, 但是生命又小, 以至于啊,
We see that someone may be very well gifted, but his life is so little, so he destroyed the work of God.
啊, 所以今天我们呢, 如果是注重恩赐, 你想要生命美好, 那是不可能的。
So if today we just focus upon gifts, it's impossible to have a beautiful life.
我们需要的, 好好的注重生命, 那么恩赐显出来的时候, 它就显出非常合适并且美好的结果。
We need to pay attention to life. So when the gift is being manifested, it will reveal its beautiful fruit.
我们再接下去讲到功用。
Then we talk about
功用,
functions.
我们常常会想恩赐就是功用, 不一定。
It's not so that gift may not be function.
在罗马书12章啊, 第一节到第八节, 啊, 特别是第五节到第八节那一段, 是讲到恩赐, 在教会中的这个表现。
In Book of Romans, chapter 12, especially from 5, verse 5 to 8, it talks about the manifestation of gifts in church.
但是第九节一直到结尾, 那是讲到功用。
But start from verse 9 till the end, it talks about function.
啊, 那些功用啊, 跟这个人有没有恩赐毫无关系。
And all those functions has nothing to do with if one has gifts or not.
露出来的爱心,
That's the love outflow from life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们在教会生活里面, 常常得着主的服侍, 就借着弟兄姊妹。
Usually during church life, through brothers and sisters, we receive the ministry from brothers and sisters from God.
有时候我自己的聚会中啊, 有一个老姊妹给我一点她做的菜。
Sometimes during the meeting, an elderly sister gave me a dish she has cooked.
她说因为你姊妹不在, 啊, 弟兄姊妹, 你知道, 那个是功用,
that is function.
那是极其美丽的,
that is so beautiful.
啊, 我自己年轻的时候读到一个中古时代的见证,
when I was young, I read a testimony during the medieval time.
有一个很有名的主教爱主,
during the Catholic period, there was a very famous bishop who loved the Lord.
啊, 他有讲道的恩赐,
he has the gift of speaking.
因为他出生在一个贵族的家庭, 他从小就爱主, 所以他进修道院。
Because he was born from a royal family and he loved the Lord since he was young, so he went into the ministry.
所以啊, 他的父亲啊, 就找了一个跟他同年龄的男孩子, 陪着他进修道院, 做他的书童。
And his father took this same age child, a same age boy with him together going to monastery. And this boy is from a poor family. He loves the Lord. And they grew up together. As the one was studying and the poor boy was helping him, which actually he was illiterate, so he did not understand anything.
他的书童就做了他的马夫，天天就帮他照顾马，出门呢就帮他赶车，去他要去的地方。
So as the archbishop grew up, then this boy became his taking care of his horses or taking care of the chariot.
他服侍呢，讲到越过越多人喜爱，得着帮助，他觉得他很能服侍。
And this archbishop, he really helped so many people.
到他中年的时候。 他这个马夫生病了,
and at his middle age, that his helper, which used to be the little boy, he got sick and passed away.
所以他就请了别人来做新的马夫。
So he asked others to help be taking care of the chariot.
他发现他再上一张讲台呢, 没有高于。
Then he realized that the next time he was speaking, there was no more anointing.
他把以前讲过的道再来讲，干干的，没有，讲不出东西来。
Even when he spoke what he had shared before, it was so dry, he couldn't have anything to say.
后来他才想起来,
then he remember.
有好几次他出门的时候，他的马夫跟他讲，主人。
Then for so many times he remembered that this horse person that he said that Master, I will pray for you.
弟兄姊妹,
and that is called function.
今天的神的家中，大家都喜欢做外面能看得见的。啊，我做见证，多少人受感动。哎呀，我就回去高兴的要命。
Today in God's family, so many people would like to do outward things. If I testify,
上次我到那里服侍，你看我一讲到多少人这个弟兄姊妹，那是恩赐。
I tell others that once I share, then so many people believe. Brothers, sisters, that is only gift.
真正的功用是背后那爱心的。
The true function is what's behind the stage.
是隐藏的，看不见。
That's love. That's the hidden work, cannot be seen.
你看主的话语哈，用了。 三倍的篇幅来讲这个功用，
so, Lord,
用了三节来讲恩赐。
So Lord has used only three verses to talk, only four verses to talk about gifts, but almost triple time as that to talk about function.
这个功用是从生命里面操练出来的。And
this function is to be exercised from life.
所以有时候我在聚会里面，每次有年长。 认识主的弟兄姊妹被主接回去，我都心里面很难过。
So every time I feel so sad that when there are elderly brothers sisters who really know the Lord being received by the Lord.
我们的损失只有你能弥补。
Our loss, you can only feel that our loss.
求你兴起更多年轻一代的弟兄姊妹在生命上追求。
And pray that you can raise up even more younger generations to seek in your life.
我真是盼望各地的弟兄姊妹都认识这个，好叫父的心啊得着喜悦。I
really hope all the brothers and sisters from different localities understand this, so God's heart can be satisfied.
圣灵今天在神儿女们中间找到落脚的地方。So
the Holy Spirit can find a dwelling place among God's children today.
弟兄姊妹，这个真是非常非常的重要的。
That is so important and precious.
然后我们才讲到侍奉。
Then we can talk about service.
真正的侍奉乃是生命的流露和供应。
The true service is the outflow of life and provision of life.
弟兄姊妹，就是连我们做一点点的，在教会里面啊，摆摆诗歌、收收诗歌，这个侍奉都必须是生命。
Even when we try to arrange hymn books in the meeting, that has to be come out from life.
我的女儿。 在她还没有出嫁以前，她有一点心愿，要好好追求主。My
daughter has a desire to really seek the Lord before she got married.
她问我爸爸，我该怎么办？She
asked me, Dad, what can I do?
我跟她讲哈，你在你聚会当地啊，你找当地服侍的弟兄。I
tell her that in your local meeting, you go to look for the elderly brothers who serve.
你谦卑一点跟他讲说，请你教我。And
just be humbly tell him that, please teach me.
有一次我去看他，他告诉我。And
when I visit her, she told me.
那位年长弟兄教他说，你以后每个主日早上找一个钟头到会所。And
the elderly brother taught her that every Lord's Day morning, come to the meeting
1 hour
earlier.
怎么摆圣经，怎么摆诗歌，怎么擦椅子，怎么擦桌子。
And this brother taught her how to arrange the Bible, how to arrange all the chairs and wipe all the chairs and tables.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命。Brothers,
sisters, that is life.
他们擦的时候，里面呢是对着主，不是对着事情。When
they wipe all those chairs, tables, their heart is toward the Lord, not toward those things.
我年轻的时候，年长弟兄教我，他说你摆椅子的时候，擦椅子不仅擦面，还倒过来把底下也擦过，然后跟主说主啊，等一下祝福坐在这里的人，阿门。
When I was young, the elderly brothers taught me that when I wipe the chairs, when I clean the chairs, I need to clean up both sides and also pray for the one who will sit in this chair.
Brothers,
sisters, many things have been ignored today.
我们凭着才干，凭着热心，凭着我们的聪明口才。
We serve through our ability or zealousness or our eloquency or our smartness.
我们做了外面事, 我们没有遇见神，没有遇见神。
So even if we do the work outwardly, we have not yet met the Lord.
真正的侍奉乃是神看着我们与我们同工。
The true ministry is that God looks at us and also co-work with us.
他能够把他自己放在我们里面，让别人看见。
He's able to put himself in us so others can see.
在教会里面有些弟兄姊妹的服侍，别人看见他们就信主。
For there are some brothers and sisters, their ministry in the meeting is that when others see them, they believe the Lord.
我们聚会厨房啊，姊妹们常常在那里洗碗啊、做菜，他们贴了一个纸，他说：“我在主面前跟他一起劳苦，这就是我的喜乐。”
In our gathering, that many sisters doing the dishes or cooking, and they post a sign saying that my labor before the Lord, that's my joy.
有别的聚会的姊妹们到我们那里一看了，他们就很得鼓舞，以后我们也要这样服侍。
And so when other sisters from different meetings see this, they are so encouraged and they feel they should serve the same way.
我们在讲基督徒必定碰见仇敌的阻挡和征战。
And we also talk about that Christians definitely would meet the warfare from enemies.
保罗是一生呢在侍奉中经历许多患难与征战。
Paul in his ministry has experienced a lot of difficulties, sufferings, and warfare.
当他快要结束他的侍奉，离开世界到主那里去之前
，When he was about to finish his ministry to leave the world to go to the Lord,
他教导提摩太
，He has taught Timothy,
说你要为真道打那美好的仗
，You should fight the good fight of faith.
怎么打呢
？How to fight?
持定永生
，To take hold of life.
紧紧的活在，握住这个。
Very tightly hold on to this life.
弟兄姊妹，你我有过一点基督徒的经历就知道。
You would know if you have some Christian experience.
仇敌的攻击好像大风大浪一样。
You face the attack of enemy just like big waves or wind.
你我哪里有力量、有智慧去胜过仇敌呢
？We have no wisdom, no power to overcome Satan. 有一个侍奉主
的仆人，他讲他经过这些，他走过来。真是感谢主。
As a servant of the Lord, say that as he gone through those experiences, he really thanked the Lord.
我也没有手腕，也没有智慧，也没有方法。
He said, I have no ability, nor wisdom, nor how to do.
但是我有一件事，就是持守在这生命的感觉里面，活在主面前。
But there's one thing I do is that I take hold of this to live in this feeling of life and to live before the Lord.
结果主就把带他过去了。
Then the Lord took him through.
像诗篇九十一篇的作者他讲到
，Just like Psalmist，
主啊，你就像老母鸡一样，把我摆在你的翎毛羽毛底下，遮盖在你的翅膀底面。
The Psalmist of the Psalm 91 says that you just cover me with under your wings.
他说白日飞的箭不会害我，黑夜行走的瘟疫也摸不到我。
And the arrows during the day should not hurt me. The plagues at night will not harm me.
而且呢，你还能够让我脚踏在这狮子和毁蛇的身上。
And even let me stamp upon the lion and serpent.
能胜过仇敌。我们知道那个狮子就是吼叫的狮子，就是撒旦。
You know the roaring lion is Satan.
那个毁蛇就是那个古蛇，也是撒旦。
And the serpent is also Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们唯有住在这个生命的。住在主里面。
Brothers and sisters, only when we live in this life, live in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要仅仅是叹息。
We don't just sigh.
好，我曾经和弟兄姊妹交通过一首诗歌啊，在小加利利。今天我们弟兄都复习前几次我们唱的诗歌哈。
I have shared about this hymn about Little Galilee with brothers and sisters.
我自己在侍奉中遇见几次大的这个仇敌的攻击。
During my ministry, I have encountered really great attack from the enemy before.
那一首诗歌帮助我，在我最痛苦、最感觉害怕的时候，我活在这个生命的。
And that hymn really helped me that when during my most fear, during the time I was so in fear, that this really helped me to nourish me.
何等的喜乐
！And so joyful.
然后我们讲到引导。
And we talk about guidance.
每一个基督徒啊，我们认真的话，我们都寻求主的引导。
If we are serious before the Lord, we seek His guidance.
这个引导也是在生命的里面。
And this guidance is also in life.
因为神从来不做背乎他自己的事情。
For God never does anything that's against His own will.
我们人会啊, 失信, 但是主从来不失信。
We may not be faithful, but God is never not faithful.
因为他在他的生命里面引导我们。
For He guides us in His life.
弟兄姊妹, 在这些点, 我没有时间细细地讲例子啊, 我必须快快结束。
I do not have time to talk about in detail examples.
啊, 今天我们很多弟兄姊妹, 特别年轻人的, 你会在人生中遇着要做选择的时候, 要回到生命里面。 啊, 不要去衡量利益。 那些啊, 很多是障眼的, 是迷惑人的。
There are many times, especially young brothers and sisters, when you need to make choices, you have to return back to life. Do not just judge based on profit or loss.
你回到生命里面, 持定生命, 照着生命而行的时候, 你就看见主的保守, 何等奇妙。
When you come back to this life to keep take hold of this life and keep this life, then you will see how amazing is Lord's protection. If there's time, I really would like to share with actual examples. Then talk about our image. Many people today care about our outward image.
姊妹们都要花多一点时间，今天穿什么衣服合不合这个季节，这个颜色跟我今天带的这个袋子对配不配。So
usually sisters will take more time to prepare before go out. We care about our own image.
弟兄今天也很注重形象，那是另外一面。
And so are many brothers care about their image.
弟兄姊妹，真正一个人的形象，神看见的。
What God really sees about one's own image is the life in you.
他看见什么呢? 在你身上有没有他儿子的形象?
Whether he sees the image of his son on you.
这个是在我们的生命里面。
That's in our life.
你知道在启示录讲到末后啊, 最后大灾难的时候, 外面呢, 他是羔羊的形象, 但结果他的声音呢, 是龙的声音。
When talk about the tribulation in Book of Revelation, that it is Satan, that outwardly is the image of a dragon, but inward it's inward is lamb.
No, the Antichrist outwardly appears like a lamb, but his voice is a dragon. 告诉我们他里面生命呢是残暴的，是凶狠的，敌对神的。
So his inward life is really violent, it's against God.
这是讲到不信的世界的表现。
And that's the manifestation of the unbelieving world.
但今天很多神的儿女们呢, 里面是羔羊的生命, 结果我们效法外面的世界是龙的声音。
However, there are many brothers and sisters, what's in you is the life of the lamb, but we conform to the image of the world, just like dragon's voice.
把自己捧得高得不得了，好像你们都不爱主，只有我才是。
We boast ourselves.
这个都是没有不认识生命。
And those are those that do not understand life.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
生命是一切。
Life is all.
最后得荣耀，不是外面神给我们什么奖赏。
And at the end, to receive glory is not a reward from outside.
弟兄姊妹，我相信那个荣耀是指着基督成形在每一个人。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that glory is that Christ conforming to one's inside. Today I can only talk about individually.
我借着这些和弟兄姊妹交通，我们每一个信主的人。
So through those I share with brothers and sisters, each one of us believe the Lord.
我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children.
好，我们在跟随主的路上第一要紧的。
The first most important thing when we follow the Lord
is
we must pay attention how our condition is about this new life in Christ. When we handle this or our attitude to others, whether it's according to the new life.
我想今天在美国哈, 常常讲到一个人很难处, 说这个人有 态度的问题, he has an attitude.
Usually in US, sometimes we talk about this person has an attitude.
今天神也很在乎我们这个。
And God also pays attention to this.
我们是不是有基督那样的态度?
Whether we have the attitude of Christ.
还是我今天一来我就是要压你。 弟兄姊妹, 这些啊, 都叫我们失去祝福。
Or if I just like to suppress you, which cause us to lose the blessing.
但愿主借着他的话提醒帮助我们。
Pray the Lord reminds us to help us through His word.
特别对我们初信的弟兄姊妹。
Especially to us brothers sisters who just believe.
我们多年在主里面蒙恩的都一样，我们要留意生命，生命是一切。
And so for us who have believed the Lord for a while, we really have to pay attention about life. Life is all.
外面所有的事情可有可无，都会过去。
Many things outwardly will pass away.
唯有他给我们的生命，不仅今天成为我们的祝福，成为我们的能力的泉源，也成为我们将来的奖赏。
And only the life He has given us, not only today becomes our blessing or become the source of our power, but also become our reward in the future.
祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His own words. Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
我们本来都是下火湖的材料。
We are all those who the material of fire.
主啊，就是蒙恩以后。
Even after we got saved.
在你的怜悯中，你让我看见，我们不过像火中抽出来的柴一样。
In your mercy, you let us see that we are but just like a stick coming out from fire.
本来是毫无用处的。
At first, it's really not useful.
但是你却宝贵我们。
But you have been precious of us.
将你自己赐给我们每一个相信你的人。
And given yourself to each one of us who believe in you.
你在我们里面做我们的生命。
You become our life in us.
你来供应我们。
And you provide us.
你来教导我们。
And you've taught us.
你来扶持我们。
And you come to help us.
主啊，你来使用我们。
And you use us.
主啊，但愿我们每一个属你的儿女。
Pray that each one of your children belong to you.
我们都能够爱慕生命。
So we can have desire of life.
学习宝贵住在我们里面的主你自己。
To learn and be precious of the Lord who dwells in us, that yourself.
好叫我们在地上，我们能够有一个蒙保守并且蒙祝福的光景。
So today on earth, we have the condition of being kept and also being blessed.
我们把这些话语交在你的手中。
We commit all the words back to you.
主啊，愿你用你的话语建造每一个属你的儿女。
Pray that you build each one of your children through your words.
叫我们能够有一个美好的光景，能让父的心得着喜悦和满足。
So we can have a good condition so Father's heart can be pleased and satisfied.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.